where we're moving on.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
And we're back. This is Money Talks. The guy just said it, but he didn't say. That's the longest running, most respected money show.
Absolutely.
In Atlanta and across the Southeast. No question. I'll put it out there. So,
net investment income tax.
All right.
Shane from Norcross, how can I manage the net investment income tax?
Well, let me just read this first and see if everybody's head starts spinning, and then maybe we'll go into an example to try to explain this. The tax is applied to the lesser of your net investment income or the amount by which your modified adjusted gross income exceeds the applicable income tax threshold.
The tax code just grew by two chapters.
You know, as easy as, you know, that is to understand. Why don't we walk through an example of what that means?
There you go.
All right, you got a couple of thresholds just to remember. Married filing joint, $250,000, okay? Once you're over that, you have to worry about this tax. And this is on investment income, dividends, interest, capital gains, real estate.
You know, what happens is if
you're already paying the tax on capital gains or ordinary income or whatever.
It's 3.8% on top of that if you make over 250 grand.
That's right. All right. So that's for married, and then singles at 200. So let's just look at an example here, and it is the easiest way. Let's say you have $10,000 in income, investment income, interest, dividends, whatnot, and your adjusted gross income is $255,000. Okay. So the decision point here is that if your net investment income is greater than your modified adjusted gross income over the threshold, the amount over the threshold,
right,
then you need to focus on reducing your modified adjusted gross income.
How do you do that?
Make less money, huh?
Yeah, well, no. You kind of take advantage of things that you should probably be doing anyway. Is there anything that you can do to reduce your gross income on page one of your 1040? 401k contributions, HSAs,
all the things you should be doing anyway.
All the things. So if that difference is less than, you know, between that 250 and the amount of net investment income is less, if that difference, that 5,000, I know this is getting jumbled up.
Boy, this is fascinating radio.
Okay, all right. Let me refocus here. So if that difference is on the lower side, on the income side, you try to bring down your adjusted gross income. Okay. Now let's say you made $400,000. All right.
Nothing you can do about it.
There's nothing you can do about the adjusted gross income to bring that down, the amount of money that's going to be subject to that 3.8. So then you worry about reducing the net investment income. Okay.
Well, that means what? Don't buy stocks that pay dividends?
Well, possibly. Now, you don't want to make bad investment decisions to avoid this tax.
So stupid question. Go ahead. If I take a capital gain, is that net investment income?
Yes.
Well, this is a ridiculous tax. They're telling me I gotta hold on to my if I bought Apple and it tripled tomorrow, I gotta hold it.
if you never want to pay that tax, unless your income falls, maybe next year we're in December.
You wait to retire.
Maybe next year your income's gonna be lower.
You wait to retire.
Well, that doesn't matter if you're retired and you're still over that AGI mark.
Yeah, but I think most people when they retire make less money.
If that's the case,
might be a conspiracy theory.
Take capital losses. That's something else you can do.
Stocks forever.
Yes. Obviously, there's no change in strategy, because if you're coming down to the end of the year and you have a $10,000 capital gain, I would like you to sell some losing stocks to offset that.
Regardless
whether it's at the 23.8% or the 20%.
Correct.
Yeah, but if the market's up for 5 years in a row, how many losses do you
have? We're running out of losses.
Hold it.
But if you have some, Ted,
if the market is up 5 years in a row, thank God.
Exactly.
Pay the tax.
I pay the extra 3.8. I could care less. All right.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
So something to pay attention to. One thing that's not subject. All right, let's talk about how to avoid it. Well, let's say you have a lot of interest income. You're in high tax bracket. Maybe you ought to look at municipals.
Are municipals
subject to this tax?
Point.
No, because they're not in your adjusted gross income.
Right.
That interest income.
It sounds good.
There's a few things you can look at.
Well, we answered a lot of questions, and some of them were exciting, and then the other ones were these sort of tax-related questions.
I don't know why you have me here.
But we had a great time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.